Perfection died on the cross. That's what I hear all the time. And it's true, the only perfect person who has ever lived was Jesus Christ. But there is a scripture that puzzles me. It's in Hebrews, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 7th verse. Listen to this. Jesus, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his reverent piety. Although he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all those that obey him. Now my question is, how is it that Jesus could be made perfect? We already believe he was God's Lamb, God's perfect Lamb without blemish, that he never sinned, that he was perfect in all his ways. But we're thinking about that kind of perfection that the English word denotes, of being flawless, of being pristine in everything, never making a mistake, never sinning, never doing anything wrong. But it said Jesus was made perfect. It's in the understanding of this word, the Greek word, that the Bible translates perfect. It comes from the word teleao, which means to be finished, to be complete, to have accomplished everything. Jesus was made complete on the cross. He was perfected there. He finished his mission. He accomplished that which he had been sent to do, to pay for the sins of the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That was his mission. And when mission was accomplished and complete, Jesus was said to have been perfected. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I'm so happy that I have salvation. I'm so glad that Jesus came and sought always to do the will of the Father. And he said, not my will, but yours be done, and offered himself up as a sacrifice unto God for the benefit of the whole world, and so was made perfect. Thank you, O Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for this sinless, flawless God-man who saves us, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.